government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, Alex Jones here, coming to you live from Arizona, Northern Arizona. It is, of course, the 18th day of November 2011 on this live Friday edition, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. I am coming to you via video Skype again from Arizona, where I am traveling through the Southwest until I get back next Wednesday. Kind of retracing some of the places I went to and some places I didn't go to back in 1997 to see what the United Nations Biosphere World Heritage Site takeover has basically metastasized into. I was at the Carlsbad Cavern National Park yesterday and ran into a cornucopia of Big Brother activities. In fact, it was an orgy of control freakism and anti-human global indoctrination with now the National Park Rangers festooned with firearms and tasers walking around like it's a supermax prison with their eyes in slits, just literally thinking that terrorists are under every table. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Aaron Dykes is going to be riding shotgun with us and bringing in the latest news as it breaks. Obviously, throughout the week, we've been having Gerald Celente on because of MF Global. I was watching CNBC just about an hour ago, and they had the anchor there at the desk, a male gentleman. I meant to write down his name, but didn't have time. I think they were calling him Jamie something. And, of course, they had the attractive Asian young lady who's on in the morning, along with Kramer and one other person. And the host, who was anchoring to the people out on Wall Street, Kramer and the other people, he was saying that it looks like this MF Global is some type of theft and crime, and that now the $600 million that they claimed they knew where it was, now it's gone, and this is sending the markets down. And then they come back to Kramer and the other talking heads, and they were like, no, this is not a big deal. This is not illegal. I'm sure it's just an accident. And about 5 minutes later, the other anchor host said, yes, it's no big deal. It's just rumors, nothing to them, nothing to them. You could tell somebody had popped into his ear and told him, do not say this is destroying confidence. Do not say people don't like being swindled. And they cut back to the female anchor, field anchor, and she's like, yes, this just happens when you're involved in commodities. No big deal. Of course, Celente's been in it since the early 70s. I've made a novice study of it. This was money in his what's the term they use? Segregated account. It's like a bank account. And they took it, and they took 33,000 other people's money. He won't say how much it is above 100,000, but it's a lot more than 100,000. Now, Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us. We've got a lot of other news. Everything is coming to a head right now. But this MF Global situation is huge. So Celente is joining us in T-minus 26 minutes from now. And we've also got huge, huge attacks on the First Amendment and the Internet. That bill's moving through Congress right now. That's a red alert situation, that so-called copyright bill. No judge, no jury. They just take your website down and blacklist you from the Internet. ECB riots against the European Central Bank begin in Italy as globalist Super Mario forces austerity. Raise the taxes, cut the benefits, raid the pension funds, pay it all to the mega banks. Herman Cain, we've got a report here, The Whore of Babylon by Patrick Henningsen, one of our great writers. Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. Huge developments on that front. And we've also got reports that the Germans, through the Euro, are trying to block, now get this, we'll come back with Aaron, are trying to block the Brits, or people in the UK generally, from being able to vote on being brought into the new EU dictatorship. It's all coming up with Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes, Gerald Celente, and more. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a book, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This country, this world, has been given over to a great and powerful delusion. And the more that the deception is pulled from my eyes, the more I stare into the heart and soul of the New World Order, the more I am not even angry or even frustrated anymore. I am sad. Because let me tell you, it's not people that want money and power that are running things. It's people that love pain and destruction and death, and they want control to do horrible things. What you call the devil, whatever you want. If there's not a devil, these people might as well be devils, because I can't imagine a devil being like this. It is so destructive. It is so evil. It is so out of control. We're going to go to Casey, Michael, Eric, Josh, Matthew, and others here in just a moment. Then I'll get into some more news here today. But we're not a negative radio show. The things we talk about are happening. I wish they weren't. But denying it's going on only makes it worse. Denying it's happening only makes it worse. And there's so many thousands of different flavors of bull out there. But if you go read globalist white papers, study history, research their program, study the scientific megalomania of these people, you understand what's going to happen. And it is an incredible responsibility to be one of the few outlets. And luckily, we understood this in the last decade. We got a clearer image of it. And 17 years ago, not so much, but I was still doing some good then. It's all a wake-up process for all of us. But the last decade or so, I've really cracked the code of these people and figured out exactly what they're about. And now it's becoming very evident we were completely right and then some. And we've got a fighting chance. I'm seeing a lot of other people click to our lens, because we all see things through a lens, but our lens really decodes the globalist operations. And if you've got the will, you can see what we see. And let me tell you, I say the will because you're going to be living with the devils every day. I mean, you think you see evil now, folks? When you actually pull back the curtain, it's everywhere. And let me tell you, it is not fun. Somebody mailed me an animated movie called Dead Space 2. It's like a movie off a video game. And really, it's kind of an adaptation of that Russian film where the cosmonauts are out at this planet, and the planet itself's like an entity or, you know, is haunting him or whatever. And I'm not saying I believe that stuff's real. What I'm saying is this morning I was on the treadmill watching it. And they go dig up this artifact on the planet, and Dead Space 2 is like once the rescue ship gets there. And the rescue ship's actually the big global corporate government, the galactic government that's killing its own people and torturing them to get answers. And they send them out there to be a setup, kind of like an Alien, where they send the mining crew on their way back to land on a planetoid to dig something up. And, you know, they don't find out until 50, 60 years later. When they get back, or one of them gets back, that it was all a setup. They were sent there as guinea pigs. See, they tell you in all these movies, but I'm watching this, and in the first episode, I'm going to your calls, they've blown up part of the planet to destroy this artifact that basically caused all these mutations on the ship and all this horrific stuff to happen. It's like a DNA generator. A mutation generator, basically, or at least that's how it's operating, malfunctioning. Some ancient 56, you know, million-year-old artifact. And they go back. They want pieces of it. So they send them back down to get pieces of it. And one guy picks up a piece and then basically causes him to start hallucinating. But he's not really hallucinating. He's like seeing interdimensionally. And it's manipulating him. He sees like his dead daughter. A little girl who got run over by a car, and it shows that happening to her. And then it basically tries to lead him off the edge of a cliff. And then, you know, he's seeing all these horrible demon creatures grabbing on his daughter, trying to pull her into him. And it basically maneuvers him into, you know, killing a bunch of the crew. But again, it's that archetype. That's not real. But that's basically what the globalists manifest. They trick us. They manipulate us. They play humans like a concert pianist plays a piano or a concert violinist plays a violin. They manipulate us. And that goes without saying, but the manipulation is so many layers deep. And then when you really research it, you find out they did all this just because they like to kill people and they're a bunch of sickos. And then good people are smarter and are better and more creative, but good people never reach for that stuff. They never would think to manipulate. They would never think to learn all these bad things. They would never think. So we're like blind to these people. And I watch the population like a bunch of lobotomized sheep with these demonic wolves tearing their guts out as the sheep smile and thank them. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's like that, you know, an archetype of just seeing the demons everywhere. Well, that's how it is for me to watch the news or read things or see the propaganda or hear it. Is that it's just, it's always in my face. It's always there. It's always, and my whole will is set against it. But then I look at all the servants of this evil. They're 99% of them are compartmentalized and have no idea what they're part of. Have no idea. If they knew, there's no way that they would ever be part of this. But even though a lot of them have the intelligence to grasp it, it's spiritual and it's discernment. And they won't admit the first levels of it to themselves. They certainly can't ever get the deep wisdom. And that's what Christ said, you know, while they're torturing him. He says, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." Those Romans flaying off his skin for no reason with his bones sticking out, getting off on the pain. They thought they were law and order. They were getting a bad guy. They were. And it's like that with the special forces soldiers that work for all major governments that have been trained to do horrible crimes. And now the video games all, because I read about them, simulate torturing people to get answers. Or I saw a video game last week, dude was showing me, where you kill cops because it's for the greater good so the bomb doesn't blow up and blow up the Brooklyn Bridge. Because the cops are going to end up killing the guy with the bomb and it's going to detonate. So that doesn't happen. They kill the cops, but it's for a greater good. Once that idea is introduced, once that virus is introduced, it's over. And they take, the sickest part is they take some of the best men who really believe they're doing good. And once they commit small evils in the name of a greater good, now they psychologically will produce an envelope or a membrane around that where they'll do more evil things and never admit any of it's wrong because they couldn't be a bad person. When you figure out that the devil's chariot is pulled by people that think they're saints, oh, man, all I can say for those of you that have decided to serve the system, you better think twice. You better pray to God to open your eyes because, or if you've ever had bad feelings about what you're doing, but you don't know why, you better assess what you're part of. And you, you're signing on to pure evil. I mean, you're signing on to something that's beyond anything I can even articulate, beyond anything I can even grasp. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continued worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG.
no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us, my friends, I'm Alex Jones reporting on the road here in northern Arizona on the United Nations globalist takeover of our national parks and other public lands. I'm retracing some of the steps that I was on 14 years ago when I made America destroyed by design. We've been shooting a lot of high-def video of what's happened. And when I get back to Austin next week, we'll have that for the nightly news and for the syndicated radio transmission that you're tuned into right now. In the meantime, via my iPhone, I filed a report from Carlsbad Caverns yesterday where it was a out-of-control police state exercise, and I think that in a few years, if this doesn't stop, the national parks will be like entering an airport with the TSA. I saw the national park rangers, some of them wearing firearms and tasers, walking around with their arms out like they were tough guys, questioning everyone. They would come over and talk to you and others. It wasn't just us. I thought they knew who I was at first. That wasn't what it was, and that they were singling me out. Turned out they were interrogating everybody. That's just normal now in America, like when you go rent a car, get a hotel room. If they're part of Patriot Act compliance, you get 20 questions. So I'm going to be breaking some of that down later today. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us coming up here in about 22 minutes from now. A top trends forecaster who had over six figures, over $100,000 taken out of his private account. Reuters, AP, they've all admitted that it basically is a type of theft. If it turns out it was done on purpose and if they don't return it at MF Global, and they're admitting that these were segregated accounts. This was money he'd made in the market, money he'd invested and then made in gold futures, and that it was then his money. And they've taken other cash accounts from people as well. 33,000+ MF Global bought the trading firm that he'd been trading with and using since the early 70s. And he's never seen anything like this. And I was watching MSNBC this morning, just an hour and a half ago or so, and they had the host there anchoring it, talking to the three reporters, Kramer and two other people, on the ground at the New York Stock Exchange. And he was saying, well, what's driving down the market right now, the intel we're getting is there's no confidence now in the government. There's no confidence now in these companies, especially in futures. That's why the markets are going down. We thought that the bankruptcy of MF Global hadn't signaled a new Bear Stearns or type situation in 2008. But now that the money's missing, they said that they had just misplaced it. Now they won't say where it went. This is destroying confidence. And this is, well, really theft. That's what this is. This is theft. And then he throws it. I meant to write down his name, but couldn't find a pen here in the hotel room. He throws it to Kramer and the attractive woman and the other guy. And they just all say, no, it's perfectly fine. It's no big deal. It's all just an accident. Perfectly reasonable. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper, surfing the web, getting ready for the show, doing research. And he goes, oh, just to be clear, there's nothing to the rumors that the money was stolen. No one knows where it is, but it's no big deal, quite normal, no big deal. He didn't correct himself. He just retracted everything by what he said 5 minutes later. So somebody got in his ear after the break and said, you listen here, buddy. And again, I'm not watching many of these financial shows. I've been on the road shooting video, doing interviews with locals, really learning a lot about what's happening out here out west. What spurred me to want to do this trip, about 6 months ago, my parents went out to Montana and Wyoming and visited family, friends, fellow patriots, and they've just talked about how the government's trying to encroach there and the things that are happening.
So I figured I'd come back out west. And I'm not going to say the other national parks and places I'm going in the next 4 days because I don't want them to be waiting for me. You know, I wanted to go to Carlsbad Caverns, be friendly, be nice, have my wife, have my children. Richard's with us, helping with the technical stuff. And I want to just come in all friendly and nice and see what it was like. And I've been to Carlsbad Caverns 4 times before this, and it's really a big police state now. Now, tying in to Gerald Celente coming up, we're about to get some other news and some recaps of some of the stuff we already mentioned, and get Aaron Dykstra's take, who's riding shotgun with us throughout the 3 hours today. And I certainly appreciate the fantastic job he did and the crew did yesterday with that in-depth breakdown of the censorship of the proof of FEMA camps in America. And also the fact that they're hiding geoengineering, terraforming, chemtrailing in plain view. Amazing job with Aaron Dykes, but I wanted to go over some of the news here. Sprint launches soon-to-be mandatory emergency alert messages. We told you years ago this was coming. Government said they're going to do it. They're going to commandeer your computer, your cell phone. Jumbotrons will be everywhere in public. License plates will be digital that will flash images and alerts. Cell phones will be mandatory in all new cars, and we'll listen to you inside your car. How do I know all this is coming? And of course, much of it has now happened because I read the government documents. Homeland Security 3 years ago was actually entertaining and recommending to Congress and the federal government that they get funding to pilot taser bracelets on everyone getting on planes. This is beyond Orwell. Okay, I know what's coming because I saw the federal purchase orders for Austin alone in 1998 for $844,000 in microphones hidden in lampposts. Then I learned it went nationwide in the last 12 years or so, 13 years. Now they're announcing it to the slaves. We know what we're talking about. Some people are experts on football or acting trendy or I don't know, acting tough or whatever the general public does. I'm actually into the real world. I'm actually into science, quantum mechanics. I'm into literature, history, astronomy. Not because I think it's trendy and cool to be into that. I'm really into giant gas giants exploding and huge coronal mass ejections and gigantic star cluster formations that Hubble telescope has photographed. I want to know the secrets of the universe in my limited consciousness, my tiny time to be alive. I don't want to be filled full of Madison Avenue crud as they sell us slavery. And because I've made a 20-year study, almost 17 years, it'll be 17 years in February, on air, on Access TV and then AM and FM, and now today XM, close to 100 AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave, all of it. I want to infect others with my love of life and that curiosity and that creative spirit that is the creative drive of humanity. You're either creative or you're destructive. You're either into love and building and strength, or you're into destruction and death. And all of us have both sides of that in us. But it's what side do we reach for? I reach for the light. I reach for the good. I reach for the truth, no matter what comes of all of this. Now, huge developments are taking place, and I'll get into this once Celente is on with us, and then more later with Aaron. We're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. We may have Kaiser and Tarpley popping in from Syria. He wanted to come on today. He's there reporting, but we're unable to get a hold of him, and he's also been in zones where snipers are firing on people. Very, very brave to be facing up to the CIA / Mossad / Wahhabi Saudi Arabian terror forces that are there on the ground. But Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. So we're going to be breaking that down. We're not saying Syria is good either. The point is, this is all part of a globalist plan. But the big news is there's riots all over Europe as they announce, we're taking part of your pension fund. We're raising your taxes. Well, that'll bankrupt my restaurant, my hotel, my business. Sorry, too bad. It's got to be paid to the bankers. You've got to go into slavery to them because they created the debt.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to go after Amish people selling their neighbor's milk? Why are they harassing organic farmers? Why are they trying to arrest women with gardens in their yard? You've seen all that craziness. worse than the old Soviet Union. Because the global technocrats, the Fortune 100, owned by the big six megabanks, want to shut down normal, human, self-sufficient society. And to do it, to shut down true independent sustainability, they bring in the counterfeit UN Agenda 21 sustainability. Now, here's an example of this on the wide scale. Look at Greece. You've seen the news articles about all these hundreds of Greek islands. They have hundreds of them, some of which have now been transferred for $6 billion in debt, one island alone, that were owned by the state and the people, have been given to the big mega banks and brokerage firms that actually induced Greece into debt. Do you understand that? They're taking their national and state parks and public lands and giving it to the same big brokerage firms that entice their government to get involved in all this fraud and to sign on to the derivatives that they created. So to bail out the bankers, you then also give them your property. So back in 97, I learned about the executive order Bill Clinton had put into place, transferring our national parks and other key monuments and public lands and buffer zones worth trillions of dollars overall, the minerals, everything, over to the UN as collateral to the IMF and World Bank, just as you see happen in third world countries where the IMF World Bank come in and take the land. We had the executive order. We had the Kentucky legislature talking about it. I traveled around the country, and I would pull into the Grand Canyon, you name it, and politely walk in and say, I'd like to talk about the UN plaque. I'd like to talk about what's happening. And they would blow up and threaten to arrest me. And that's on tape at the Grand Canyon and other places in America, Shore by Design. So I've decided to travel back across the Southwest and visit some of the same national parks and some others that I hadn't visited in that film, like Carlsbad Caverns here in southern New Mexico. And that's why InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News, is here. That's why we're covering this information. Now, I came here several times as a child. I came here in college. I came here 6 years ago with my wife and two children. Now I have a third child. I wanted her to see it before she gets too big. We're here again as part of this research project. I brought my family along on the RV. From the minute we get here, it's changed since 6 years ago. I'm going to run over just some of it, because one thing alone is not a big deal. But as it added and built up, Richard kept saying, well, wonder what's going to happen next. We walk in, and I see some of the park rangers with tasers and guns walking around the whole tough guy like they're in an airport or something, and terrorists must be everywhere. Okay? So I think, well, whatever. You know, maybe they're Forest Service or something. I don't know why they need guns and tasers, but okay. Everything's okay in America. Same visitor center I've been to many times. The elevator ride down 800 feet and all of it. So then I go up to the counter, and I go up, and I was wondering why there was one group ahead of us and why it took so long to get them through. And I thought, man, these people are slow. So I get up there. There's hardly any tourists here today. There's literally more park rangers than there are tourists. I probably saw 40 or 50 total, about 20 at one time. So I get up there, and I find out why. I'm being interrogated. I'm being told rules. And I'm being asked if I've ever been in mine shafts or caves recently and where. And I said, no, 6 years ago here. I thought it was small talk, but she was asking it real stern, like I was, you know, TSA or something. She was TSA, and I was at the airport. And I said, no, I told you I was here 6 years ago. And she goes, really? Not anywhere on the East Coast or anywhere there. And I said, no. I said, I've been here in the last cave. Well, where are what other caves you been to? One in Mexico one time, a decade ago or more, a couple around Texas. What caves in Texas? I don't remember the names. And I was like, what's this all about? And she goes, you don't worry about that. Here's your tickets. And then I went and asked another ranger, and I said, is it that white nose fungus stuff? And he said, yeah. And my mom's so educated, she goes, so informed, she goes, but the Mexican brown bat isn't susceptible to that. And he goes, wow, how do you know that? But the point is, then we walk past that, and a ranger waves the kids over. I'm like, oh, thank God, a nice ranger. He wants to talk to the kids. And he goes, hi, do you know what animal this is? He has a table out. We're trying to go to the elevators. Couldn't get past these people. He wanted his pound of flesh. And so he holds up a white-tailed deer and a puma and shows us a puma skull. And then he goes, one last thing. And he holds up a map of the park underground. And he says, 90% of this is off-limits to humans. That's for the animals. animals need a place too. I'm like, oh God, does it never end, this anti-human brainwashing? You know, 90%+ of the planet's totally untouched. The globalists are the ones destroying the environment. They got a fake environmentalism to grab property and control. But I didn't say that. I'm like, thank you, because we need to get through the park and get on the next leg of our investigative journey, as my children are basically apprenticing with me. I'm like, thank you. So then we walk out and go down to the natural entrance, because you can't just take the elevators down if you're lazy. And there's another one comes slinking over, and he says, no gum, no food, no this and that. Don't talk. It disturbs the animals and the people. The lecturing continued and continued. I said, thank you. And he was all kind of creeping around, acting weird. And I'm like, God, this is horrible. Now, remember, I've been here at least four times before. This hadn't happened. So then we walk down in the cave, and 100 yards in, there's a camera and a sign that says, cave watch. If you see anything illegal, call this number, 3030, and you know, had the code. Before those were there, if you slipped and fell or needed help or whatever. Now it's tattled on people and cameras everywhere, hidden up in cave crevices. And this goes on and on. And we finally, we don't see any of the park rangers. We get down to the bottom, 800 feet down, and they're all there bossing people around and stuff. I talked to some. They were a little bit nice. Then I went and got back on the elevator where they have a little gift shop down at the bottom, went back up to the top. I got back off, saw more park rangers with guns and tasers. My family walked in the bathroom. I turned around, and a guy goes, sir, did you just come in? Because you need to buy a ticket right now, or you know, this is the last 5 minutes to buy a ticket. But he kind of said it, like, and I was like, okay, thank you. No, I've already been down. Thank you. And it's just this oppressive culture of the American people are bad. The American people can't be trusted. Only government is good. They've got new Homeland Security ads in Denver that are airing, and training manuals that Paul Watson wrote about yesterday, where they say even your best friend can't be trusted. They could be a terrorist. Really, what about the government caught shipping drugs into the country? What about the government caught beating people to death? What about the government letting big mega banks rob people and putting their people in as federal regulators? What about all these other companies taking people's bank accounts like MF Global? I mean, what about that? See, this is about us learning to be perps, us learning to be criminals, us learning that we're bad, we have guilt, we're evil. And it just went on and on. There was a bunch of other nanny state stuff. So many, I had to write it down. But again, this part, 90%, is off limits to you. In the final equation, if they discovered this cave like they did 100-and-something years ago today, they would guaranteed not let it be open to the public. There are already caves they found in the U.S., Canada, France, and other areas that are huge that they just say are off-limits, vital biosphere area. It's all about treating us. We have no rights. We're scum. We're trash. We have no value. And the government is there with the big mega banks to basically pick up the garbage and throw it away. That's what's going on. And more, I mean, I've gone to state parks where they're super rude. Aaron Dykes tried to go to a state park, McKinney Ruffs, with his girlfriend a few weeks ago, and he said they interrogated him. Nice clean-cut guy, nice clean-cut girlfriend. They interrogated him like he'd done something wrong. And said, is anybody else hiding in the car? It's like when you go rent a car, they interrogate you. Where are you going? What are you doing? Oh, really, who are you visiting? It all goes in a Patriot Act database. And this is all fact. I mean, this is like Stasi East Germany or something. So I wanted to follow this boil down before I also post the videos we shot in there today inside the cave and that cover some of what we just broke down here. But it's just all off the charts. So here's kind of a final boil down before I post all the pieces that were, you know, shot live inside the cave. Again, I'm Alex Jones signing off from the Southwest. I'll be reporting throughout the weekend and next week. You'll see our reports posted at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Thank you for watching.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bail, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
Thank you for joining us. Gerald Salente is going to be our guest the next 30 minutes. We had him on 2 days ago on the radio show. And now, of course, last night he joined us for InfoWars Nightly News that Rob Dew hosted and did a great job along with the crew producing. I was watching CNBC this morning, and the host who was anchoring it went to Cramer. Jim Cramer and two other field reporters who were in the New York Stock Exchange. And the anchor host, I think they said his name was Jamie, I forget his last name, but this was on about 2-3 hours ago. He said on there, the markets are going down because of MF Global, not because of the bankruptcy, but because first we were told the money disappeared, $600 to $900 million. Now we're told that they found it, but now again they won't say where it is. This looks like theft, and that's what is really driving down the markets and driving down speculation in commodities. and other things. He said, this is really a serious situation. Then he cuts to Kramer and he cuts to the other people. And they all say, well, this type of thing happens sometimes. And, you know, that's what happens when you're speculating or whatever. No, this was segregated accounts. And AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Forbes, they've all reported this is unprecedented. That's why investors are freaking out and getting out of the market. That's why people don't trust banks. We've already had all these semi-runs on banks. People trying to take their money out of Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, because they understand that. And some of the banks try to refuse to give you your money. You've seen the attempts to ratchet up all these fees. This is what the cashless society is about. They get to take your money and then not get in trouble. So as this broke earlier in the week, suddenly there was going to be judges involved and they were going to get the money back. Well, now MF Global and all the little companies it grabbed up, like the one that Salente has been doing trades through for more than 30 years, suddenly they were going to give the money back. Now they're saying, we don't know where it is. And it's just a new situation where you don't get your money back. First it was, you might get a little back, and then no, you'll get it all back. And now, sorry, it's gone. And the funny thing was, and I'm going to Gerald, is that about 5 minutes later, they go to break, and they come back with the host, who's there anchoring, you know, from the news desk. And he goes, actually, just to clarify things, I've researched all these rumors of the money being stolen, and they're just that. They're rumors. We can't confirm. So I just want to say that. So, well, we know the money's gone, and he admitted it was a theft, and that's what's hurting the market. Then he comes back 5 minutes later and was chastised, I guess, behind the scenes in his earpiece or whatever, and is like, actually, there's nothing to these rumors. He didn't say conspiracy theories. But, you know, the money's gone, but that's just it. So joining us now is Trends Forecast researcher, Trends Forecaster Gerald Salente, who had more than $100,000 taken that was in his account, his money, and he was going to take physical December delivery. And, of course, a lot of people had predicted that you'd see problems in December with delivery because a lot of these companies, they believe, don't have the physical gold. Gerald Salente, thank you for joining us. Give us the latest developments with your case, and then I want to get your take and your expert analysis and breakdown, along with Aaron Dykes, who also rides shotgun with us because I'm on the road. With Germany's secret plans to derail a British referendum on EU, they admit it's a total banker dictatorship, a Goldman Sachs coup, that's Time Magazine, over Europe, but they say how great Goldman will now manage Europe. They'll fix the problems when they literally piloted the problem with all their minions and all the finance positions, prime minister and president's positions, preparing for this takedown. On the way up, they made tens of trillions selling the derivatives garbage. Now they have the government agents they control sign on to those debts and then have the whore media, or prostitutes, as you call them, sell the public on it's your debt, it's your fault, and they're telling them, we're taking part of your pension funds, we're taking your money, we're raising your taxes, sorry if you go out of business, it's our money, give it to us. So all Hades is literally breaking loose. Gerald Salente.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Let me first explain, because a lot of people don't seem to understand this. It is like having a layaway plan. You go to a store and you're going to buy something, but you don't have all the money yet. So you just keep adding money into it until you have enough money, and then you go pick it up. Now imagine that you go pick it up and you go to the place where the store was, and the store is no longer there. And you put all the money in. That's exactly what happened to me. I was building the account, having planned it out that I would take delivery this month. And I kept putting money into my account, building my account until I had enough money. So all those morons out there that are saying what I'm doing, you know, oh, you didn't believe in paper, this and that. You don't know what you're talking about. Number two, I just got off the phone with the broker. Here's the deal. People like myself that had money in the account and the position to pick up the gold, we're getting nothing. Zero. Some people are getting 60 cents on their dollar. Now, here's the big lie. And those guys, I mean, anybody that watches CNBC and believes those little guys out there that are always, you know, sucking up and bowing down to the money men, you know, they should have their head examined. Because here's the deal. The CME Group, and this is a story that we broke with you last night. The CME Group is the exchange that handles all the delivery, the derivatives and the commodities. That's the exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange handles stocks. The CME Group handles derivatives and commodities. Now, commodities isn't just speculation. Farmers use it. Airlines use it. Millions, millions and millions of people use exchanges and businesses buying futures for delivery. Now, here is what the CEO of the CME Group, Terrence Duffy, said last year. We picked this up after doing research. We pulled it up. This was at a press conference with the former Mayor Daley, who he called his great friend. No customer has ever lost a penny as a result of the clearing member defaulting through the CME Group. That's number one, he said. Number two, and this is the most important part. Since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts. To do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral to support the transactions that are being done on our markets. Okay, Terry boy, over there in Chicago with your good buddy Daily from the machine, where's the guarantee? I know how to read. I understand English. The CME is either a fraud or this guy's a con or he's a liar. You pick it. It's one of those three because they're saying they guarantee it and we haven't gotten our money and they're saying it's only $700 million short. That's why the markets are falling apart. There is no guarantor. It's a lie, a con, or a fraud.
Gerald, this is news of which the magnitude, I don't even have words to describe. Let me ask you this question. I think I know I'm going to know the answer, but you're on the inside of this now. And I want to go back over exactly what this broker creature was telling you. I want to break this down. If they're admitting that the markets are falling apart, and especially the futures markets, because this is destroying confidence, if it's well known to even a layman like myself who just studies this as a novice, that if you've got money in your account and that it's yours and it says on the account that it is segregated, that is your money, to take that as total fraud, it's the equivalent of wire fraud or basically bank robbery without a weapon. It's a serious felony, and you can spend life in prison for this. So why over 650, 700, 900, we see different numbers. Let's just say it's 700 million. Why over 700 million with a company that has tens of millions of customers tied into trillions in different forms of assets? Why would they endanger the entire structure at this juncture over 700, 900 million, whatever it really is, less than $1 billion? I think the answer is what you said 3 days ago here.
That's right. They don't have the product. They don't have the gold to deliver. And the same thing's going to happen with ETFs. This is a big fraud. This guy is shooting off his mouth saying that they're going to guarantee it and they have $100 billion in collateral. $100 billion and Terry boy, you can't come up with $700 million? So my belief is there's no money in there. My belief this whole thing is one big scam.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.